Welcome one and all. This is Earth Eats. We're a show of real food and green living. I'm Annie Corrigan.
And I'm Chef Daniel Orr.
Chef Orr here. He's a cookbook author and a creator of a line of spice blends. If you weren't busy enough already, you write cookbooks and you make spice blends.
Yeah.
You need a vacation, I'm telling you, right now. Today, we're not going to give you a vacation today because we're going to do a show about eating locally. All good things come from eating locally when you think about it.
Yeah, and they're more nutritious and seasonal and...
Well, and you're passionate about this, and we're going to talk with someone today who's also passionate about this. So take it away, Chef.
Although it's too early to claim victory, the fact that the White House has put in a vegetable garden is reason enough to celebrate. Talking points like carbon footprint have become commonplace from the Wabash to Washington. But now it's time to talk about our carbon food print. Maggie Sullivan, the director of our local Growers Guild, will tell us about her journey, how she got involved with the local growers market, and helped it become the crown jewel in Bloomington's green movement. She's truly a green goddess of Hoosierland.
Green goddess. I think she would probably take that as a huge compliment. She sat down with us outside of the Upland Brewery in Bloomington, Indiana. It was a gorgeous summery evening. I was poorly dressed. I had a flannel shirt on. It was just stupid.
Well, people can go look at you and see pictures of you on our website.
Good plug. Yeah. WFIU.org/EarthEats. And Chef, she spoke with us for about 10 minutes and then was off to give a talk, and then she was going to teach a class. This is a busy woman.
Absolutely. And she looks like she's about 13.
I know she does. She does.
Well, first of all, I'm older than I look. I'll be turning 31 this year.
You're so. still young.
Still young. Some people think, oh, you're 18. How are you doing this? Well, I'm not 18.
18 plus 13. That equals Maggie Sullivan. She's the director now, but she's actually stepping down to pursue work at an organic seed company. So we caught her just in time. She had some fabulous things to say about the Guild's Incubator Kitchen project, about eating locally, and she and Chef exchanged stories about living in France. Check out the complete interview with Maggie Sullivan on our website, wfiu.org/EarthEats. But getting into it, the thing the local Growers Guild is probably most known for is its farmers market in Bloomington, Indiana. That's been around for 30 years now, supporting small farms and back-to-the-land growers, and also existing farms that have switched from the traditional corn, soybeans, hogs production to a more food-based product.
But as all these farms have developed, it's become clear that these small farms are not really well served by a lot of the traditional farm support systems that are geared more towards commodity agriculture, and they need some help in terms of networking and strengthening each other and finding new markets. And that's how the Growers Guild was formed, as a way that small food producers could come together and support each other, whether it's exchanging information or sharing equipment. When the local Growers Guild originally formed, it was just farmers getting together and supporting each other. And we realized that farmers are only one part of the equation. If you really want to have a strong local food economy, you have to involve community members, you have to involve businesses, especially food businesses, restaurants, grocery stores. You have to involve the local government and all the other local agencies that are working on food issues. And so we've been doing a variety of collaborations and partnerships. Mother Hubbard's Cupboard and Hoosier Hills Food Bank, Center for Sustainable Living. The city of Bloomington runs a great community gardening program. So part of what we talk about, too, is helping people grow their own food. You know, the ultimate local food comes from your own backyard. And then we work with a lot of businesses, a lot of retailers.
I would like, as a business owner, restaurant owner, would be to have kind of a central warehouse that we could buy wholesale ingredients from. It's difficult for restaurateurs and small business people to go around and to all the different farms and pick up their own ingredients. And if there was a central warehouse that you could go and you could buy, you know, a full case of Swiss chard that maybe one farmer didn't have enough to fill that case, mm-hmm. combine it all together and package it.
And part of the issue that we're dealing with is sort of the chicken and egg scenario, that a lot of our growers grow for the farmers market, and to approach them and they say, we want more markets, but they're hesitant to grow a lot more if they don't know that they can sell it. And so coming up with the increased production and making sure that everything's sold is one challenge that we're trying to deal with.
I've just heard some kind of a quote that if farmers only make something like, I don't know, is 3 cents or 10 cents for every dollar of what's sold in the supermarket. Have you heard of
it? I have, and I'm trying to remember the number, but it was pretty pathetically low.
Yeah, it seems, you know, they do all the hard labor, but, you know, the other people that are marketing it are making the money.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be nice to turn that equation around.
Absolutely.
You know, so anything that I can do to help, let me know.
Great. Definitely. Love talking to you.
We have that on tape, by the way.
Yeah, right.
That's it for us this week. Support for Earth Eats comes from Blooming Foods Market and Deli. Information at bloomingfoods.coop.
If you need more Earth Eats in your life, you can follow our updates all week long on Twitter. Just look for Earth Eats, one word, or you can become a fan of Earth Eats on Facebook.
And we're fans of our listeners, aren't we, Chef? We love our listeners.
Absolutely.
Especially those people who support what we do. Help us keep Earth Eats coming to you every week by becoming a member at wfiu.org/EarthEats. And, you know, while you're there, check out photos and recipes and archived episodes and our complete, uncut, raw, and fabulous interview with Maggie Sullivan. I'm Annie Corrigan, and he's Chef Daniel Orr.
Earth Eats is a production of WFIU Public Media.